Hi, good afternoon. Is Margaret available, please?
Sorry, she's not here at the moment.
Is she not? Do you know when she's due back?
I'm not sure. This is her daughter.
Oh, is it? Right, okay. It's massively important. My name's James Thompson. I'm from MMA Legal. It's regarding her compensation payment that's due to her for a Scottish redress.
Well, what? Sorry?
For a Scottish redress. She put her claim in for a Scottish redress.
Oh, right. Sorry.
No problem, Margaret. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I can imagine you get a few calls. That's no problem at all. Okay.
Yeah, I was just having a bit.
Don't worry about it. Just so you know, it's us. I'll give you some data. I'll clear some data protection with you. So I'm speaking to Mrs. Margaret McGee. Date of birth 16th of September 1963. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I've got your address down as 10. Is it Wildest Place? Is that correct?
Yeah. I think I spoke to you before I was moving, and they told me to wait till I had moved. I've actually moved addresses now.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. That's fine. So you said you've moved addresses. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to amend that for you on system now. Okay. Have you got any letters from your new address, Margaret, at all?
Yeah, I think I've got, like, Social Security letter, DHSS, and maybe council tax or something.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'm just going to amend that. It won't be a second, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to get that set up for your new address. All right, give me just one moment. Sorry, it won't be a second there, Margaret. All right. Okay, can I take your new address, please?
63.
Yep.
Sutcliffe Road.
Do you want to just give us your postcode and I'll be able to bring it up? Is that all right?
Right, it's G13 1AQ.
Brilliant stuff. Sutcliffe Road, which number?
63, and it's flat 0/2.
I've got you here. 63 flat 0/2. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here on system. Bear with me a moment there, Margaret. Okay, I'm just going to update this. I'm just going to change the postcode now on your file for the solicitors. There won't be a second. There we go. That's now been saved. Let me just go back to the overview to make sure that's completed. Give me just one moment. Won't be a second. Just updating that now. There we go, that's been updated. Okay, so what we'll need to do, I'll need to get a proof of address document from you. You said you've got a letter there, is that correct?
Yeah, I've got a letter from the line around.
Right, give me just one second, okay. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to drop you a message via the application WhatsApp. Did you send your ID in and proof of address via WhatsApp last time, is that correct?
Yeah. I think I sent it in the first time, yeah, but, oh, wait a minute, because I think I did get something else for you, but I had been too busy moving about, so I can't remember if I've got something else you had sent.
Don't worry about it. Give me a second. What we'll do, we'll get admin now to send you a new message out while we're on the phone to you. It'll literally take 30 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
Bear me a moment, Margaret. Okay, Margaret, so if you go onto your WhatsApp, you'll see a new message.
Yeah, I see it.
Can you see it? Brilliant. Yeah. If you just take a picture of a new letter, make sure it's the full size of the letter.
Uh-huh.
And I can update that then with your record. I've got some brilliant news for you as well. I'll let you know once you've completed this.
Yeah.
One's easier than the last one. Well, you just have to try one box and just try it all. Yeah.
Let me
do a few, and then. Yeah. Well, you don't disturb Ollie anybody. Ollie disturbing ourselves. Well informed job.
At least not here.
Do you need any help, Margaret? Are you okay?
Oh, do you want me to follow it in just now? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you can do. So that message on WhatsApp, if you just return your proof of address, if you take a picture of that letter, the full letter, and just send it back to that message on WhatsApp, then I can upload it to your file.
Right, hold on a second.
It's all right, take your time.
I've got it. Are you going to have a credit letter?
Say that again, Margaret.
Universal credit.
Yeah, as long as it's at your new, as long as it's at your new address, yeah, that's fine. As long as it's registered to your new address, just so can put it on the file for your proof of address because you've moved house, that's all. Send it back to that WhatsApp message. There is a camera button just where you type a message on WhatsApp.
I took a picture already, so it'll be sitting there.
Yeah, no worries. That's the message. It's just an automated message just to get proof of ID or a proof of address from somebody. There we go. Let me just download that and pop it on your file. It won't be a second. So, yeah, I can see that's your new address. That's perfectly fine. So I'm just going to download that and attach it to your file now for you, okay? Won't be a second, Margaret. And then I'll let you know the good news that we've got for you, okay?
Yeah. Today, the good news, I've just had a
death. Oh, definitely. He's definitely good news. I do apologise.
Lost my friend on Sunday.
That's not good. It's not good. Give me just 1 second. Won't be a moment. Oh, bear me just one moment. It's okay. Not allowing me to upload it. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Because I do need to get this on your file right away. Choose file. Won't be a second. Just going to put it into downloads, won't be a moment. What are we on, 12.7, there we go. There we go, got that, won't be a second. Download, 12.07. Just going to have a quick view. There we go, Margaret McGree. Yep, that is perfect. Okay, so that's the file we're going to upload to your file now. There we go, that's done. Okay. So proof of address has now been completed on your file. As I mentioned to you, I've got some brilliant news, Margaret. Okay. So the solicitors have accepted your case, which is brilliant news for you. All right. What that means, in regards to your compensation, they're going to get your records from the, I believe here, it's going to bring up the children's homes that was dealt with, okay, with the solicitors. That won't be a second. Let's have a look at the overview now. So I've got with the Elder Care Home, Nazareth House, and Christine Care Home. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the average compensation is around about £45,000. Now, when the solicitors do contact you, they're going to let you know exactly how much they're going to put in for. And exactly how long the time scale is going to be. Now, I'm just going to send a text message through to your phone now while I'm on the phone. It's a click sign document to state that you're happy with this solicitors to proceed. It roughly takes around from start to finish about 6 months. So hopefully before the year's out, you'll have a compensation payment. Okay. Now, you should receive a text message to your phone. Now, there's just a link on there. And it's just basically a click sign document. I do have to make you aware as well. I have to read this out to you. There are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct ourselves as a private agreement, which you have done okay. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it will be under a private agreement. What that means is that the solicitors will get you the maximum amount they can, okay? The reason why they get the maximum amount is because 20% they will take to cover their legal fees, and that's the maximum they can take, okay? Have you received have you received your message?
Yeah, I've got it here.
Yep, if you just click on that for me, it will open up, and if you scroll down, it'll say, there'll be a sign button where you put a squiggle in, and then there's a blue button that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
Blinding acceptance.
Yep, so if you scroll down, there should be
a blue sign there, document.
Yeah, sign here. So if it says, if you sign here, though, you can put a squiggle with your finger, and then there's a button underneath, a blue one that says execute all documents. You just need to click on that once you put a squiggle in there.
Oh, right, hold on, I need to get my daughter here. I'm trying to stop. Caitlin.
Take your time.
I'm needing you to look for.
So once you click on that link, if you scroll down, there should be a sign place where you put a squiggle in, where you sign it, and then it says execute all documents.
Right, I found the sign. So just N. McGee.
Yeah, you could just put anything. It'll never match up because it's electronic. It'll never match up to your actual signature. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's just to confirm that we've sent you your documents out, that's all. And then you press the Execute All Documents button underneath. And it should say All Documents Signed.
Right,
yep, I can see that's been done on our end. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so what's going to happen now, Margaret? The solicitor is going to be in contact with you very shortly. They're going to let you know what's going to happen moving forward in regards to how much they're going to go in for yourself.
Right, because what I'm going to say, my sister got this as well, and I think she said she had got $100,000 was it? She said she
So it can go up to £150,000 maximum. So when the solicitors contact you, they'll let you know exactly how much they're going in for. Is that okay? So it's just a waiting game for you now, Margaret. You just have to wait. They'll be in contact in due course. If you've got any problems, do give us a call back on this number, okay?
Right, that's great. Thanks for your help.
Cheers, Margaret. Try and enjoy the rest of your week. Look after yourself.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.